Okay, our next reader is Jen Thorne, and Jen is going to read The CEO of Hunger. I saw her come in. Where is she? There she is. Okay, thank you, Jen.
The distance from St. James Academy to my father's office was no more than a mile or two, but in seventh grade it felt further. The walk was through a neighborhood with tall trees leading out to a busy road where his office stood, looking out toward the sea. A block or two further from the office was the subway. Not the subway of transport, but the subway of sandwiches. This was the beacon that spurred me on. My order was always the same, and I would carry my foot-long meatball sub with everything on it, twisted in its paper and plastic, back to my father's office building. Usually, about the time I was in the elevator, the snarling would awaken. I would ride up to the third, or maybe it was the fourth floor, enter through the glass door with his company logo, past the desks, and proceed directly to the empty conference room. There was rarely a company meeting at this time, so the space was mine. The soft close of the door would hush behind me. I'd been a good girl all day at St. James, but now I dropped my bag on one of the swivel chairs and I took the seat at the head of the long table, the boss's seat. The whiteboard reflected the fluorescent lights and the air-conditioned vacuum of time. It was a kind of monastery. I carefully unwrapped my parcel and then pushed 1 foot of meatballs, red sauce, and white bread into my face, hardly breaking for breath. I felt like a beast, face bloodied in the field. I felt ugly and wild and powerful and not 13, not at all like a girl in her uniform who'd felt akimbo all day at her new school. I was the CEO of my hunger. I had passions I wouldn't hesitate to fulfill. I had danger and space, and once I'd reached the end of 1 foot of sandwich, I would not wipe my face. The boss does not wipe her face for anyone. Then I would stand and I would call the meeting to order. My notes would unfurl on the whiteboard, my employees listening with heads bowed. "You're so clever," they would interject, unable to contain their admiration. I was a god. I was a leader. I was a lioness when I was 13 at the head of the table in the empty conference room, unapologetically hungry for all of the everything without a single humble bone in my body.